Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 42 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have five great sites that I'm going to share with you today. We're going to talk about Raiders NumberNut, Color Landform Atlas of the United States, Raiders Cosmos for Kids, Hippocampus, and Dogo News. I really like these sites, so let's get going on them and let's kind of just talk about what they are. When you go to numbernut.com, kind of has a weird name, but it's a really cool site. As they say on the site, it's enough math to make anyone nutty. When you arrive at the site, you see shapes and colors, counting numbers, add numbers, subtract numbers, percent values, advanced activities, squares and roots. I mean, there is a lot of information on this site about math concepts. You can access math workbooks, a math glossary, their standards. It goes all the way through and breaks things down in the site. It's extremely high quality, and I like how when you click on an area that you want to go to, it starts off with a basic definition of what it is, so you at least get an idea of what you're trying to learn about, and then it will break itself down into useful reference materials. Some have examples or videos that you're able to go on to help you learn, and you can also access different grade levels all the way from kindergarten through high school. NumberNut is just a really, really nice site for those people who would like to expand their math teaching abilities. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Color Landform Atlas of the United States is obviously about the United States, and it has all of the states that are in the United States. You can access it at fermi.jhuapl.edu/states/states.html. When you arrive at the site, you're presented with a bunch of green buttons that are next to designated states. So you're able to click on a state, and for example, let's use Arizona. When you click on a state, it will bring up maps that have to do with shaded relief map, a county map, a black and white map, which is great for printing off to copiers and you want to save on color ink. There's satellite image. There's other maps in a lot of cases and some other information, all just depending on which state you happen to click on to. You can learn about the geographical look of all of the different states that are in the United States. It's very high quality, really nice, super, super easy to navigate, and something you could use with students all the way from the lower elementary all the way through high school. Very, very nice. Check it out, especially if you are a social studies teacher. You hit a treasure trove with this one. That's Color Landform Atlas of the United States. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Raiders CosmosForKids.com. Cosmos for Kids is COSMOS, the number for kids. It's a site that, as you can guess, with Cosmos has to deal with the universe. And when you get to the site, you have the ability to click on universe, galaxies, stars, systems, solar system, exploration. Plus, you can go on to all kinds of other information that it's just almost mind-boggling, and I got totally carried away with this when I got into it. I really like the solar system because it kind of presents some ideas on where the solar system came from. It has the planets, really nice little video that talks about like the solar system's tail. This is information that you science teachers would really, really enjoy being able to cover, as well as you can even learn about the planets when you're in here. There's just so much in this site that could just keep you going for a long time. If you are a science teacher who talks about planets, the stars, the universe, definitely go to this site. Again, that's Cosmos for Kids. I give Raiders Cosmos for Kids 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A really cool site is hippocampus.org, and I like how they kind of talk about hippocampus and kind of a play on the brain there, and they actually have a logo as being a hippopotamus. It's really neat. This site is broken down into several areas: math, natural science, social science, and the humanities. And in the humanities, it's English and religion. And the site is a site where you can explore over 5,700 free videos, and there are 13 different subject areas that you can go to. These are like extremely high quality videos, and it was very, very good. I liked, say, for instance, if you went into natural science, you can click on a whole bunch of different type collections, and it will take you over to the lessons that you're able to cover. For instance, the Biointeractive Collection in Science under Biology, you can go into DNA structure, DNA replication and repair. And what's really neat about that is when you click on it will go over and it'll load the video up. So you can delve into very, very specific topics in a way you probably couldn't cover in your classroom in most situations. So if you're a teacher who really wants to allow your students to delve deeper into specific topics, go to hippocampus.org. I give it a resounding 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Dogonews.com. Dogo is spelled Dogo. It's like they say on their site, it's fodder for young minds. I really, really enjoyed this site because it goes in and it presents specific topics that are really good discussion topics or current events that your students could really enjoy in your classroom. I look at these not only as classroom reinforcers, but they're a great thing to be able to use if you have that extra little 10 minutes, 15 minutes where you don't want to start a new topic, but you're just getting ready to go for recess or to lunch, or you're close to the end of the day. You can send students here. Underneath the kid news, for instance, the current events, there are articles in here like ancient ancestors to humans had not one, but two tails. It's a very interesting article, by the way. Astronomers need your help to find Planet Nine. The video of the week, wedding bells for canine couples in Peru. Sneaky Venus flytraps use prey for nutrients and energy. Otters the size of wolves once roamed the earth. Kind of get where I'm going with this? It's a great site for being able to help expand your mind and be able to cover a lot of material that could interest your kids. There's even a sports section where you're able to go on, and I like this one, Chicago Cubs end 108-year championship drought with World Series win. Hey, go Cubs. Yay. You can see all of the great things that would be on this site that you could definitely use to help reinforce your curriculum and give the kids some access to items that they independently can look through and use. It's mostly recommended for grades K through 8, but I think there'd be high school students that would be interested in this also. I give Dogo News 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's the end of another podcast, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode number 41. You take care, you love life, and you be the best person you can possibly be. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.